20-year-old Adam Luther loves spending time in his home forge. He has made hundreds of items ranging from farming tools to knives. Upon graduating high school, though, he didn't initially see himself doing blacksmithing and welding full-time.
After graduation, I went to Pfeiffer University, mostly because I got a lot of scholarships to go there, and my parents expected me to get a proper 4-year degree.
After 1 year, though, Luther realized college wasn't the right fit for him.
I enjoyed the social aspect of being surrounded by a lot of new and interesting people. Other than that, I didn't really enjoy any of the academic aspects. The main reason I decided to leave was because I felt like I wasn't learning anything worthwhile.
After dropping out of college, Luther enrolled in trade school and became a certified welder.
The program lasted 1.5 years, and they helped me find a job. I'm making more money than a lot of guys coming out of 4-year programs.
Luther now makes $65,000 a year after only 3 semesters of trade school. However, he isn't the only young adult to drop out of college after his first year, according to Ching Jung of the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center.
Around 26% of all the people enrolled in college for the first time actually discontinue their post-secondary education.
While a 1 in 4 dropout rate is a lot, Jung says colleges should be more worried about trends in enrollment.
Enrollment in general has been declining nationwide. In the latest data, around 3.4% decline compared to the previous year in 2-year institutions particularly. So we see around 1% decline for 4-year institutions as a whole.
However, North Carolina may be the exception. UNC System President Bill Roper said at the last Board of Governors meeting that the system is not experiencing an enrollment decline like the rest of the nation.
Overall, our undergraduate growth is up about 1%, and combined undergraduate and graduate enrollment is up 1.3%. But we've also seen a dip in the number of transfer students, which we think might reflect a strong job market that has siphoned students away.
Jung says that the strong job market is contributing to the decline in college enrollment.
Definitely, yeah. We have observed this trend in multiple areas of our analyses. But basically, whenever there is a strong economy or we see a strong job market, generally the enrollment in post-secondary education declines.
Back in his forge, Luther says that these numbers should encourage high school students to think more about if college, trade school, or going straight into the workforce is the right option for them.
I think high schools should stop putting 4-year degrees on such a high pedestal. I think 4-year programs are good for some people, but they're definitely not good for everyone.
If college enrollment continues to decline and dropout rates continue to increase, high schools may need to reconsider how they prepare students for their future, especially when there are lucrative jobs available, like Luther's, which enabled him to live on his own and buy a car. In Seagrove, I'm Jackson Lanier.